A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nedarim Samech Dalet, Nedarim 64b, pagination 128, about six lines from the bottom of the page, Tanya, we learnt, Arbo Chashuvim Kemes. There are four people, types of people, who are very much alive, but they are considered like dead. It is the Gemara's way of expressing, as the Marsha says, Shechayehem Einam Chayim, that the pain of their existence, the void in their existence, is so significant that on some level it is akin to being dead. And even though they're very much alive, they may be described as such. And these four are Ani, a person who's poor, Mitzora, a person who's afflicted with Tzara'as, which is that special spiritual skin condition, which is often described as similar to leprosy, but it's a spiritual condition called Mitzora, Visuma, and a blind person, Umisha ein lo bonim, and a person who doesn't have children. And the Gemara will elaborate, how do you have source material to support this statement that each one of these four are considered like dead? Ani, a poor person. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, in a conversation to Moshe, Hashem says, Ki mesu kol ho'anashim, because those people who wanted to do you in Mitzrayim, and speak badly about you to Paro, they're dead. And our tradition is that it was referring to Dasan and Aviram, the people who were fighting on the street, and Moshe encountered them and gave them rebuke. And Hashem is saying, even though they are very much alive, and they're going to show up in later Parshios, but they're considered Mesu. They're considered dead. And the Gemara understands that to mean sheyardu minichseyem, that they went down from their property, they were no longer wealthy, they were poverty-stricken, and therefore their words would not be listened to by Paro. And therefore Moshe was told, you have nothing to worry about, you can go back to Mitzrayim and Dasan and Aviram. They're poor, they can't hurt you. I'm reminded of the cute story of a very simple person in town who somehow became very wealthy. And as soon as he became very wealthy, maybe from an inheritance or something, everybody's befriending him and everybody's putting him on the board of directors of all the different community institutions. And they're asking him his advice. And this is how it proceeds for years. Eventually, he loses his wealth. And one morning, when it's extremely, extremely quiet in the house, he says to his wife, I understand I lost my wealth, but what about my wisdom? Everybody was coming to me for counsel, and now no one comes. And somehow, on certain levels, they're linked. They're only asking you your opinion because you're wealthy. And that's what's being told to Dasan and Aviram, about Dasan and Aviram. They lost their wealth, and therefore Moshe doesn't have to worry because people like Paro are not going to listen to them anymore. Can't resist the comment of how beautiful it is when a relationship is really built on trust and not on wealth, not on ulterior motives. Avas David v'Yahonasan, a real love, an authentic respect, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, relationships that are not going to fall out simply because the person is no longer wealthy or well-connected. Now, there are another three items that we still have to get to, which are described as akin to death. And one of the questions we want to explore is when it says about Dasan and Aviram, Ki mesu kol ho'anashim, they're dead, how do we know, sheyardu minechseyem, that they went down from their wealth, maybe one of the other things happened to them. Maybe they became mitzoraim. Maybe they became sumin. Maybe they became not having children. How do we know that the thing that changed in their lives was that they lost their assets? The Ran Bayos writes that he explains this in the previous Gemara on Zion Amud Beis. And over there he explains that if we know a little bit about Dasan and Aviram, based on the source material, then you could appreciate why we came to the conclusion that it was wealth that they lost. Because as far as a Metzora goes, a Metzora gets sent out of the camp. And later on, in the story of Korach, we're going to find them described as Kerev Bekerev Yisrael, in the midst of the Jewish people. And if they were Metzorayim, that wouldn't be true. The word Suma, to apply that to Dasan and Aviram, also doesn't follow, because in the story of Korach, they make a declaration, Ha'enei ho'anoshim tenaker, even if you would knock out their eyes and blind them. Apparently, they were not yet blind. And to say that the reason they were non-threatening to Moshe was because they were blind doesn't follow, because later on, they're still people with sight. And as far as not having children, so the Ran observes, because they wouldn't have children wouldn't be a reason that Paro wouldn't listen to them. But if they lost their assets, that, it makes sense, is a reason that Paro would not listen to them. The Ben Yehoyada observes that the word kol, perhaps, is like a mnemonic device to the word kalkala, which means sustenance. And kimesu kol ho'anoshim, that those people who are after you with the word kol have died, meaning what's now missing from them, what has died, is their ability to sustain themselves, and they're busy with their own problems, and they're not going to bother you. Mitzora, the second of the items, was a person who has tzaras, tichsiv, because in Moshe's, in Aaron's comments to Moshe that he should daven for Miriam, the end of Parshas Bahaloscha, it says, Al nosihi kames, she should not be like a dead person, in reference to Miriam, who was afflicted with tzaras. The third item was suma, dichsiv, b'machashakim hoshivani kimesei olam, Hashem placed me, the pasuk in Eicha, in darkness, like those who are dead. And it's understood to refer to a person who can't see. And a person in darkness is comparable to a suma, to whom it is always dark. Umisha ein lo banim, and a person who doesn't have children, dichsiv, as the pasuk says regarding Rachel's statement to Yaakov, Hava livanim, give me children. Vim ayin mesa anochi, and if not, I am dead. And the Marsha observes, it doesn't say almost, I will die in tsar, in pain, but rather mesa anochi, I am dead. And from here we see that these four afflictions are akin to death. On some level, they are recognized to be so fundamental to the person that their pain is acknowledged. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.